Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know, I was talking just a moment ago.
Yeah.
But apparently the constellation Andromeda will be visible, I think, just for a limited time only. Here to talk about it.
You're just showing your brilliance.
No, we had it on our news.
You're just showing what a well-rounded man of the world you are.
Stop. Christine Larson. Here's well-rounded. PhD, professor, faculty coordinator of the Copernican Observatory and Planetarium, Geological Science Department. God, how long is the thing on her door?
You know, Joey puts these titles on the thing that if we read all of them, we never get the guest on.
Sorry,
hi, Christine. How are
we've
you?
We've got no time, doctor.
I'm well, thank you.
Working our way through.
All right, so talk about this Andromeda thing that Ray's been venting about.
I'm venting.
Well, you're discussing.
It's available for a limited time, is it not?
Well, I think what you're probably confusing is Andromeda, the constellation, and the Andromeda meteor shower, maybe?
Yeah, and I think the constellation... I don't know. They just said the word Andromeda came up.
It
I
thought, did, yes.
And it's very rare sometimes that you can see it. But I guess I'm absolutely one. Whoever told me this is wrong and in trouble.
Well, I'll tell you, Andromeda is a really rich with mythology constellation, and it has the farthest object that you can see without a telescope.
That was it.
Your unaided
that
eye.
Was it,
yep.
Right there.
The Andromeda Galaxy. It's 2.5 million light years away. Unfortunately, from a lot of Connecticut, we have so much light pollution that it's kind of hard to see it, but you can definitely see it in a pair of binoculars. So I definitely recommend people go out. You can find a really easy finder chart online. Just Google Andromeda Galaxy, and you can see light that left that galaxy 2.5 million years ago.
So it could be gone.
Well... hypothetically, yes, but I have a feeling it's going to outlive us. Yeah.
Oh, how could that be? And by the way, another app. By the way, do you have Night Sky? Do you use that?
No, actually, I don't. Some of my students do. I'm kind of old fashioned. I use paper maps.
Okay. Well, so there you go. How do I get to the Grand Canyon? Okay. So now what we want to talk about is space garbage.
Yeah, space garbage. What's going on with that, Christine? There's a lot of stuff. A stunt satellite crashed down on a farm. Nobody was hurt. But how much junk is up there?
Oh, man. Just in time for Halloween, can we, talk about space zombies?
Sure.
Because that's what they are. 95% of this stuff is. It's dead satellites and pieces of dead satellites, and they range anywhere from whole spacecraft down to individual bolts and even paint flecks. And there's 170 million pieces up there. But fortunately, most of them are really tiny. But there's about 30,000 that are bigger than a softball, and they pose a real risk.
Well, I'm thinking about Skylab. That was a big one.
That was definitely a good example. Unfortunately, I think we're dating ourselves here because we remember that, and a lot of people don't. But pretty much every day, at least one cataloged piece of human-made space junk hits the ground.
Okay, I read about that. What was that space lab thing? Because there's kids in school at that time.
Oh, shut up. It was 1970s or early 80s, something like that.
Well, I might have been in school. It might have been my 21st year of high school.
Thank you. But the whole thing is, that was one. But here's what I'm hearing about. A friend of mine is an investment thing in a certain mutual fund, and they invest big into SpaceX, stuff like that, correct? And so they had one of the big guys there to talk at this meeting they had. And they were talking about, for 5G, for example, they're going to have to put out a ton of satellites and such, right? So now you're going to have more stuff up there than ever before.
Right. It's getting really crowded. And unfortunately, it poses not only astronauts and the International Space Station, but other satellites. There was actually a case where a dead Russian satellite crashed into a working U.S. satellite, and it created 2,000 new pieces of debris, and one of them came dangerously close to the International Space Station in 2012. So, we're definitely getting better at tracking this.
And
if we see a piece of space junk that's going to get close to the International Space Station, they will actually move the space station a tiny bit to get out of the way.
But there's no way we can pull that stuff out of the air, is there?
people have talked about going in and sort of like sweeping this stuff out, but currently there's no reliable technology that can do that. We have to wait for it to fall to Earth.
My God.
Wow.
That's fun. Hey, by the way, just one other thing. How much of an effect do sunspots have on Earth's environment, life on Earth? Because I'm seeing we seem to be in a minimum for quite a while. No minimal sunspots.
Right. I mean, this sunspot, I personally haven't seen a sunspot since May, which I love sunspots, so it's kind of like depressing. But
you love sunspots?
I love sunspots.
Why?
I look at them safely because that's one of the things I like to observe because they change all the time.
No, I'd never heard that, but no, I don't think I don't think that's strange. I just never heard that before.
Well, that's what you do. It's a passion.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people who actually monitor sunspots, which is why you know that there are very few sunspots right now. And yes, the solar minimum is a little minimally, but it will pick up eventually. And the problem is when the sun is very quiet, we also have less of the northern lights, which people who like to look at the northern lights, they're sort of out of luck as well. But the sun is going to rebound. I'm not concerned that this is going to lead to an ice age or anything. It's just the sun is not a perfect cycle. It sort of does what it wants. And that's the great thing about science is the sun is trying to tell us something, and it's our job to shut up and listen to it.
Well, see, and I think that's one of the things that's confusing is people sometimes when you're talking about, okay, here's what changes the Earth's atmosphere, the environment, whatever. You forget about the sun. Sun's a major player.
Mm-hmm. The sun is a major player, but on very small, there are only very, very tiny changes.
Okay.
So over the solar cycle, the amount of sunlight that we get changes so tiny that it has no effect on our climate.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, it's fun to talk to you. And so,
it's great to talk to Christine.
Well, okay, he's going all the way. But watch out for that space garbage. So right now, the majority of it, well, eventually all of it, will fall to Earth through the magic of gravity. Some of them will have a much bigger footprint than will others.
That's definitely true. And for the larger pieces, they actually try to have a planned deorbiting and have them, they try to land them in a place called Point Nemo, which is literally in the middle of nowhere in the Pacific Ocean. It's 1,000 miles from any land. So when they can, if there's enough fuel left and they know ahead of time, they will try to steer it sort of in that direction.
Cool.
I feel so much smarter after hearing
you. Yeah, it's good to have you on.
And
really
I also
is.
Feel dumber because I don't know anywhere near about what you're talking about.
Hey,
so.
Can I ask you guys a quiz?
Of course.
Please.
Oh, please.
Okay. God. When was the actual first true selfie in space?
Oh, God.
Last week.
We flipped the cards. When was it?
It was November of 1966. Buzz Aldrin took a picture of himself during a spacewalk with Earth in the background.
Well, and he's been great in those commercials during the World Series about being on the moon and picking up a baseball that was hit there in 1941. I don't know if you've seen those. It was hysterical. So, Christine, thanks for the
thanks
insight.
For being on,
we
doctor.
Appreciate it, Doctor.
It's always a lot of fun talking to you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I really do feel so stupid.
See, she didn't scare you.
It feels so dumb after we talk to her, though.
I know.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.